You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Big congratulations to the DU Pioneers men's hockey team. They shut out Boston College on Saturday to win the Frozen Four in the College Hockey National Championship.
Hey, I saw them coming back to DIA and they had the water cannons shooting over the plane and everything.
Hey, that's cool.
I like that. Yeah.
That is DU's 10th title, which is a new college record. There will be a celebration for students and fans tonight at Magnus Arena on the DU campus. Doors opening at 6. You'll be able to get autographs with the players, take pictures with the trophy, and the first 1,500 people in the door get a commemorative championship poster. Heck yeah.
Wow.
So party at DU tonight. Congrats to the Pioneers. Nuggets won their last regular season game of the year yesterday in Memphis, but unfortunately they choked away a game on Friday night. So the Nuggets wind up with the second seed in the conference. They will start the playoffs. Playoff basketball this Saturday, Ball Arena. They'll be playing either the Lakers or the Pelicans. We will find out this week who they're going to be playing. Jeremy, things were pretty light at movie theaters this weekend, but the new movie Civil War that you said looked pretty good to you.
Yeah, it looked different.
That was number one, okay. Followed by the King Kong Godzilla movie, if anybody cares about
all right.
Hey, you know, there's been a lot of workers talking about going to a four-day work week, but how do bosses actually feel about that? So they surveyed a bunch of, like, 100 different CEOs, and nearly a third are seriously thinking about making that shift from a five-day work week to either four or four and a half. Here's my question for you, because we've done the thing before about what day would you take off. Let's flip it a little bit. If it's a 4.5 day work week, would you rather work a half day on Friday or work all day Friday, but not come in Monday until noon?
Half day Fridays. Get that weekend to go in there on a Friday.
I think I'm going to come in at noon Monday.
Okay, there you go.
Anyway, that's the things that people are thinking about. I think we're within just a few years of this being standard.
It's probably going to happen. Yeah, I mean, I feel like just walking around this place, people only really work about 3 days a week.
Dude.
It's a lot of wandering.
That is more true than funny.
A lot of wandering around.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
I find it kind of funny the number of times I will walk through the building at 11 a.m. and there's nobody around.
They're out on sales calls.
Allegedly.
The amount of times I look over at our giant window here in the studio and there's like three or four of them just standing there watching me. I'm like, well, don't you guys have stuff to do?
That's their job.
They just stand there and they make faces and draw things on the window.
You know, and that's the thing. These workers say, yeah, I'll be happy to do 4 10-hour work days a week instead of 5 8-hour. But that's because they know in those 10 hours they'll only work an hour and a half.
Yep.
Anyway, I remember the one time I told my dad I was bored, and I never did it again after that because he put me to work for hours out in the garage. I remember him walking out after just a couple hours. You still bored? I was like, no, sir. I never use the B word again. There's some survey out now that shows, according to the research, that the average American child, Jeremy, they get bored in just 33 minutes.
That's
I'm
it,
so
huh?
bored.
Mm. Yeah, I'm living it right now. That's constantly. I'm bored. What are we going to do?
Yeah,
what are we
you're
doing
coming
today?
Up
What's
on
next?
Summer break, too.
So we should probably have a topic at some point about how much parents are spending on summer break to keep their kids busy. We've hit the $1,000 mark already for various clubs and activities.
Do you have camps and stuff set up?
It's like camps and truly pottery and drawing and weight training classes and gymnastics and instruments. Nicole went on and just booked them for everything. She's like, they're not going to be sitting around playing video games all summer. So we've hit 1,000 basketball camps. You know, they're going to be busy. They're going to be, which in turn means I'm going to be busy, you know, shuffling them around.
Shuttling them around. Yeah.
Yeah. One of them's nice because some of the activities, I think, what was it? Their hour and a half drawing class, I think, is at the rec center. So I'm going to just drop them and be able to work out for an hour and a half, which is kind of nice. So I was like, as long as I'm there, I'm going to get my workout in.
Wouldn't it be cool to send your kids away for a month somewhere?
It would be cool. Yeah.
I know you would never do that, but I think that would be cool.
Maybe a couple
send the kids
weeks.
Off to like some sort of exchange thing, so they live, I don't know, at a lighthouse in Maine for like 3 weeks
sure,
or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Learn to fish and do all. Yeah. Anyway, so the average kid gets
learn to bring
in half
ships
an hour.
Into harbor.
Sure. Safely, so they're not dashed against the rocks. They also say the average kid spends 13 hours a week in front of some sort of screen. That works out to just under 2 hours a day.
So. Yeah. Yep.
That's going on. Interesting interview with Michael J. Fox. He's got a best-selling book now, and he's really an inspiration for a lot of people as he battles Parkinson's. But he was talking about the difference between being famous back in the day, like in the 80s. There were not many stars bigger than Michael J. Fox in the mid-80s. Between Family Ties and the Back to the Future movies and some of his other stuff, he was a mega idol. Did you ever watch that documentary about him?
I did, yeah. It was on Apple. It was really good.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has this observation about being famous back in the 80s versus now. And what he basically says is, this is funny. He goes, back then, you actually had to have some talent.
Yeah.
And he says, today, you need no talent to be famous. Who can argue with him?
Yeah, just scroll through your Instas, you know?
I mean, really, who can argue with him? Although, I'm going to be fair here, even as an older guy. I think back to like from when I was a kid and all of the, you know, stars and like comedians and stuff who were so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go online now and pull up and I will see some of their routines and stuff like that. And I'm like, they were not funny at all. You know?
Yeah.
I think in every generation, there's a group of people who are famous just for being famous. And I don't think that actually changes.
Yeah, you're probably
every
right,
generation
man.
Will have its, you know, throng of people who are famous just because they're famous and they don't really have any talent. It's all the time.
Pete Davidson.
Well, he
might fall into that camp.
I mean, you know, you think about Kardashians and stuff. Do they have a talent? I know people always default to them, but there's hundreds of them. You know, there's hundreds of, like, current, quote, stars. They don't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like I said, every generation has those. Yep. Little hangers-on in Hollywood and the music industry and
little dingleberries.
Man. Anyways, that's what Michael J. Fox has to say. What else is trending?
Well, I should tell you that the trending report is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier with any furnace or air conditioner replacement during this month right here. You can book today at efficientcomfortco.com. Another quick local story. The only drive-in movie theater in the Denver metro area plans to reopen for another season. It's the 88 Drive-In Theater, and they made the announcement on their socials that they are going to go ahead and open up in May. I believe they're out there in Commerce City, so you're going to have to make a drive if you want to go to an actual drive-in movie theater. But it sounds like they sold the property to some sort of industrial developer, and I don't know if they're dragging their feet on the deal or what's going on. They're like, well, while we're waiting, let's just fire the old movie projector back up and show some stuff. There's no mention of what they're going to be showing right now, but I guess their website is up and running. But, man, it's been forever since I've been to a drive-in movie. I remember going to the, what was that, the Cinderella City drive-ins over there on Hampton?
I remember going to that one.
That's the one we went to as a kid, you know, a couple times.
Put your little PJs on and go and sit in the back seat.
Yeah, get some cheeseburgers from Mickey D's, and you pile into the car and watch a movie. It's a rite of passage. It's a good time.
As kids, we would go to a drive-in in my mom's station wagon. What
Perfect.
They do is my dad would back that in, then lower the tailgate.
Yeah,
to the station wagon,
uh-huh.
And you sit on that with all your snacks and food and
absolutely
run around, play grab ass.
It's a good time, you know? It's a good time to experience that. And I think that's probably the only one locally that I know of that's still around, sadly. Somebody needs to reboot that whole concept, I think. Make it something like, what's that golf place where everybody goes outside and golfs and stuff? Topgolf. And have like a drive-in movie next to it, too. So maybe you can see the movie as you're playing golf or something. It's time for a reboot. Time for a reboot.
There was a documentary about drive-in movies that was out not that long ago.
Oh, okay.
It was a guy who toured around and he went to some of the still open drive-ins. Mm-hmm. and showed what they do in terms of marketing and promotions to try to get crowds out. It was really interesting.
I bet. They bet. They're probably scraping by. Speaking of money, deadline to file your taxes is today, of course. They say if you're a last-minute person, you're not alone. 47% of us procrastinate or delay doing our taxes. I've got one of those in my family. Every year, their tax return is incredibly simple, I would imagine. And they delay it. They push it off every single year. Mine's done. Are we talking about taxes later? I think we are. Like, if you're getting money back.
We're going to be doing a segment on what are you spending your refund on? Yeah. And we're going to do that at 7.
If you're getting one. If
you're getting one.
If. So a lot of tax day deals for fast food places and stuff. There's a list of those online if you want to check those out. Let's laugh quickly about the Golden Bachelor, Gary and Teresa. Or was it Jerry? Gary.
That dude, remember. Whatever.
That dude. Anyway, they're divorcing after 3 months of marriage. There, that's the big takeaway. It didn't work out. Sounds like she didn't want to give up a new job in New Jersey to move to Indiana with the Bachelor. And so after a whole 3 months of trying, they're hanging it up. They're donezo.
And everyone's shocked.
I didn't see this coming at all. This is unreal. This is crazy.
Has anybody done a thing of how many bachelors and bachelorettes are still together?
I'm sure there's some sort of online Reddit thread.
Because the very first bachelor, I mean, they're still, right? Trista and Ryan?
Yeah, they live in Highlands Ranch now, I think.
They're still together. Like, after that, what is it, maybe 10% of them stay together?
Yeah, it's not a lot. In case you're wondering or hoping, there was no deathbed confession from O.J. Simpson. That's immediately what I thought of when I heard that he had died. I was like, did he confess right before he died? Nope. No, he did not. Some random stuff floating around. There's a 30-pound cat in Indiana named Thicken Nugget that is doing something at the Canine Aquatic Center, helping him lose weight. They're actually getting him in like an aquatic pool and making him walk in the water. And this little cat has lost a bunch of weight already. So kudos to Thicken Nugget. The world's oldest gorilla has turned 67. And how about this Missouri man facing felony charges for allegedly stealing 8 luxury adult toys from a store and then trying to resell them on Facebook? That's the word that got me, too. Christopher something or other accused of swiping $1,500 worth of hoo-ha buzzers. But what makes them luxury? What does that mean? Are they gold-plated or... I don't know.
Mink?
Ew.
Do they have like mink? Is it like a mink glove or something?
Ew. Well, wash that out. And how about this Iowa healthcare worker?
You've never used anything like this,
not
have
a
you?
Mink one.
You've never used anything.
There's some jokes about mink. So, a healthcare provider in Iowa who specializes in acupuncture is in trouble because after they inserted the needles into a patient, they just ran home for a bit, fell asleep, and completely forgot about the patient. And that particular patient waited about 2 hours after the session was supposed to end and then finally started plucking the needles out themselves and called police. And this Dave guy, I guess, has been fined $500 and his license has been revoked. But can you imagine laying there for 2 hours the time you're supposed to be done and you have all these needles in you?
And you're going, hello?
My pain is gone. I feel fine now.
Funny.
Anyway, that's pretty funny. Let's do this.
Clickbait.
Add it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Pretty simple video you need to check out today. I had no idea there's actually a Tic Tac hack. When you go and offer somebody your Tic Tacs and you tap that thing and about 9 of them fall out, there's a way just to get 1 Tic Tac out of the container.
Brilliant.
I had no idea. The video's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.